The Listening Place by Alan Wittert. Illustrated by Max Wittert. Animated by Ron Santarciero. Narrated by Christopher Mackey. Once there was a prince who lived in a beautiful palace. He longed for the day when he would be king. "I will be powerful," he thought. "Everyone will listen to me and obey me." One night his father, the king, was awake until very late trying to help some of his subjects solve a serious problem. The prince waited impatiently. He thought, "I could fix these people better and faster than the king can." When the people had gone, the prince said, "Father, please hurry and make me king so I can be powerful like you." The old king spoke to his son. "I love you with my entire life," he said, "but you cannot be king. You do not hear the heart of our people." The prince angrily left the palace and ran off into the forest. After a time, a hunched old man walked up to him. The man wore a long cloak with a hood that hid his face. Seeing the boy's pain, he asked, "What's wrong, child?" "I want to be king someday, but my father says I can't because I don't know how to listen." "I'll teach you," said the wise man. "Go deep into the forest. 1 year from today, come back to this place and tell me all you heard." The prince trekked far into the deep, dense forest. A year later, he came back to the wise man who asked, "What did you hear, boy?" "I heard every bird in its tree and knew each cricket by its chirp. I knew each fish by its splash and exactly where I was in the forest by the sound of wind weaving through leaves." "I heard enough," the old man said. "You've learned to listen with your ears." The prince thought, "At last, now father will make me king and I shall be powerful and—" The wise man interrupted his thoughts to say, "Now, go back for another year." And the prince did. When he came back 1 year later, the old man asked, "What did you hear this time, young man?" The prince smiled. "Everything. I heard the flowers grow and the sun summon up the morning dew. I heard the air dancing over each ripple in the river, and every month I heard the moon grow larger, then smaller. I heard enough," the old man said. "You have learned to listen with your mind." "At last," thought the prince, "I am ready to be king." But the old man said, "Will you go back for another year?" The prince said yes, but he was not sure why. He wondered if being king was worth this effort. As he walked, he guessed that his going back had something to do with the love in the old man's voice. When the prince came back a year later, he again stood before the old man, who said, "Tell me what you heard." The prince said, "Nothing. I heard nothing." The wise man and the prince looked at each other for a long moment. With infinite kindness in his eyes, the old man asked, "What do you mean, foolish man?" The prince said, "I tried to listen, but all I heard was myself. When the young birds in their nest cried out for their mother, I heard only my own loneliness. When mouse was caught by owl, I heard my fear. When the tiger roared, I heard my strength. And as the beginningless river rushed by me, flowing from beyond the edge of the world into the unseen distance," though he did not cry out loud, tears ran down the young man's cheeks, "I heard within its movement the lives of my people. In each ripple, I saw the face of a person. Each droplet was a tear of their joy, sorrow, or fierce determination. Each breeze carried their thoughts, hopes, dreams of children, parents, and friends from the infinite past through me to the boundless future." The old man said, "You have learned to listen with your heart." The prince stopped for a moment. He began to harbor a wish. The wish became a need. The need became a great intention. The prince said, "I want to rid my kingdom of suffering and misery." The old man said, "Then go back and be king." "Come join me," said the young man. The wise man said, "It is a long way. I will go as far as my legs can carry me." They walked back toward the kingdom. After a time, the old man fell behind. When the lad looked back, the old man waved him on and called out, "You go on alone now." And he did. With the last of his strength, the old man slowly pulled back the hood that had shadowed his face. It was the old king, who proudly watched his son striding purposefully ahead.